Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
We'll be watching carefully to see what Russia actually does. We'll, of course, make sure that in any event, we are postured appropriately.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken called Russia's decision to suspend the last remaining nuclear pact between the two countries deeply unfortunate and irresponsible. Russia made the announcement as President Joe Biden was in Poland, marking the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Congressman Benny Thompson, the ranking Democrat on the House Homeland Security Committee, says it's hard to overstate the potential security risks if video evidence gathered by the House January 6th committee were to be used irresponsibly.
What we had occur on January 6th was a clear threat to our democracy.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has handed over thousands of hours of riot footage to Fox News host Tucker Carlson, who has previously suggested the insurrection was a false flag operation. Democratic governors in 20 states are launching a network intended to strengthen access to abortion following the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade.
I'm grateful I'm here in California, a state that's fighting for freedom, fighting for reproductive rights.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says the Reproductive Freedom Alliance is a way for states to share information to better serve people seeking care, including those who live in states with more restrictive laws. EPA Administrator Mike Regan says his agency will seek triple the damages from Norfolk Southern Railroad should they not comply with cleanup orders for the train derailment and hazardous waste spill in East Palestine, Ohio.
My job is to hold the company accountable and make sure that they clean up and pay for it, and that's not done on the taxpayers' dollars.
Meanwhile, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says the government will issue new rules on rail car brakes and trains hauling highly flammable materials. The Biden administration has announced its most restrictive border control measures to date, which was welcome news to New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
The asylum seeker crisis is a national crisis, and it should not be just for New York City residents. That's just unfair.
A temporary rule would penalize asylum seekers who cross the border illegally or fail to apply for protection in other countries they pass through on their way to the U.S. Lawmakers in Kansas want to eliminate most ballot drop boxes in elections. A state Senate committee approved a bill which would limit each of the state's 105 counties to only one drop box inside its election office, with two people from different political parties monitoring the box. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.